The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I'd love to see you at Grace Church this Sunday. And as always, live big.
The following program is sponsored by Tradeway.com and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Live from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios, it's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there. Welcome to the Don Crow Show. Every day, Monday through Friday, we get together 4 to 7 each afternoon to talk about what I call matters that really do matter, things of importance and significance that you and I can talk about, learn about, also keeping you posted on very important and exciting events upcoming, such as a 2-day training event called Step 1, Start Your Journey. Being held in our area Friday and Saturday, October 11th and 12th at the National Conference Center in Leesburg, Virginia. And you can register right now by calling 1-800-807-TRADE. That's 1-800-807-8723 or online at tradeway.com. Joining me to talk about these days and tell you how it can really help you truly improve and strengthen your own financial future, our good friend David Mitchell. He is founder and CEO of Tradeway. While long a very successful leader in the world of business, David's greatest passion is that of serving the kingdom of God as a pastor for over 30 years. And that includes his current ministry as pastor of a church in Corsicana, Texas. David also hosts the popular Word on Investing by Tradeway. That's a radio program that airs on Christian radio stations all across the country, including, by the way, our own 780 AM WAVA, Monday through Friday, 4:30 to 5 a.m. and again 4:30 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday right here on 780 a.m. WAVA. So David, my friend, it's an honor always to talk with you. Welcome back to WAVA and the Don Crow Show.
Thank you, Don. Great to be with you today.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mentioned very briefly, and I know there are folks who've heard you on the program before, but there are others hearing about David Mitchell and Tradeway System for the first time. So take a few moments to tell us a little bit about both.
All right. Well, Don, I was a businessman before I was saved. I had 2 degrees in business, including an MBA degree. I was running our family oil company, and I was on my way to work one morning, and the Lord Jesus saved me. He called me out of darkness into light that day, changed my life. And I was about 24 years old at that time and went home and told my wife something had happened to me. I wasn't sure what, but I said, I think I got saved today. And so that changed my life. I met my mentor probably 3 months after that. His name was Dr. Irwin Freeman, and some people called him Rocky Freeman. And he was a great revivalist preacher around the country and around the world back in those days. He was a Jewish believer. And he didn't want me to go to seminary. I got called to preach 3 years after my salvation, by the way. But he became my mentor. He did not want me to go to seminary because he said so many of them are too liberal right now. But I've got all the books, all the theology books you need. I'll be your guide. So that was my seminary. And I've been in the ministry now for over 35 years and senior pastor at Park Meadows Church in Corsicana, Texas for 25 years or so. And so that's my first love, is studying and teaching the Word. But because of my business background, I've never had to take a salary from the church. God has continued to bless me in businesses that we own, and we have wonderful Christian people running those businesses for us, and God's continued to bless me in that. So one of the things our family decided to do about 10 years ago was to start to go around the country and teach brothers and sisters in Christ some of the skill sets that we've passed down through our family from the time of my grandfather on stock trading and trading in the stock and options markets and how you do that, how money works, how investments work, what's the difference between long-term investments and shorter-term investments, which sometimes you can call that trading in the market, and why is it that today people say trading doesn't work, it's got to be long-term buy and hold, whereas 30 years ago that wasn't the case, and a lot of things like that. So we you know, those things have been passed down in our family and their skill sets, but they're not really taught so much in school, even business school. Really the only thing that's taught there about it is ratios that you run doing fundamental analysis, which has to do primarily with longer term investments. You do it with short term ones also, but they just talk about that mostly. So I learned the skill sets for trading from my grandfather. He was a really good stock trader. My great grandfather got us in the oil business. And so my grandfather had the great problem of trying to figure out what to do with excess money that the company was making. So that's when he learned to be a good stock trader. And I can remember sitting at his knee as a little boy and listening to him, you know, talk to the stockbroker and telling him what to do. He never took advice from the broker. He told the broker what to do. And that's the first thing I learned from him. But it's been wonderful. We didn't know how this would turn out, but we're in just about every major market in the country now. And we've got close to 50 staff members and many speakers going around the country teaching these principles. And what's happened is that there are also a lot of Bible, let's put it this way, the oldest book in the world that contains economic and financial principles is the Bible, and a lot of people don't know that, so we teach a lot of principles from the Word of God that have to do with economics and finance and all kinds of business, but including trading, believe it or not, so it's amazing how much information is there if you know where to look for it. And when you do find it, it's authoritative, which means it works for people. So, you know, we just had a lot of interesting things happen also, Don, that we didn't plan on when we planned these stock market meetings, is that because we do include the Word of God, we've actually had many, many people around the country tell us they've actually had revival in their lives, personal revival because of these stock market meetings, believe it or not, and that they say that they've started reading and studying the Word of God again for the first time in many years and had lives turned around, even salvation. So it's just that is part of God's plan for it that we didn't plan. But I've learned, Don, that God's plan is always better than ours.
Absolutely. And we're going to continue, David, in a moment, come back and talk about the Tradeway system itself and about these upcoming events that are scheduled for our area. Folks, we're talking with David Mitchell, founder and CEO of Tradeway, a two-day training event called Step One, Start Your Journey, being held in our area Friday and Saturday, October 11th and 12th at the National Conference Center in Leesburg, Virginia. And you can register right now by calling 1-800-807-TRADE. That's 1-800-807-8723 or online at tradeway.com. Stay with us. More to come.
Hey, it's Ryan, and our mortgage team paid for 60 seconds here to try to tell you our story. Well, more like 56 seconds, because they make all mortgage people put a tag on the end. But you get the point. Usually, we just share things that happen to us in real life. But one thing my dad taught me long ago, sometimes you just got to say the thing straight. So here's what we'd love for you to hear. One, our faith is really important to us, and it's why we're committed to talking to you, WAVA listeners. Two, my dad and I both grew up in the mortgage business, but getting to start this company together has been the coolest thing we've ever done. Three, while we are a smaller family-run team, we're lucky to be an arm of a bigger parent company, which allows us to be a direct lender and often save you money. And finally, we hope you'll think about us if you ever need a refinance, cash out refinance, or are buying a new home. We are United Faith Mortgage, and our 56 seconds are up.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York, NMLS number 1330, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. As a result of refinancing, total financing charges may be higher over life of loan.
If you've even thought about replacing your heating and AC system, now is the time. A-Action is offering our lowest prices of the year. Why? Because this is our slowest time of year. We have to keep our techs busy. That's why we're offering special pricing with zero interest. These are high-efficiency systems with great warranties. Call today to get your free estimate, 703-922-1900, 703-922-1900. 1900.
Message and data rates may apply.
Dear Bosley, when my dad lost his hair, it made him very sad. He doesn't like the way he looks. I heard you were very good at hair. Please give my dad his hair back. Love, Maddie.
Well, Maddie, today's a wish come true for your dad and every guy listening with hair loss, because Bosley's about to give them their real hair back permanently. They'll get a free information kit and a free gift card when they text GOOD to 85850. Guys, let Bosley show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee.
Thank you, Bosley.
Get your hair back today with America's number one hair restoration expert. Get a free information kit and a free gift card for $250 off by texting GOOD to 85850. That's G-O-O-D to 85850.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
Message and data rates may apply.
Dear Bosley, when my dad lost his hair, it made him very sad. He doesn't like the way he looks. I heard you were very good at hair. Please give my dad his hair back. Love, Maddie.
Well, Maddie, today's a wish come true for your dad and every guy listening with hair loss, because Bosley's about to give them their real hair back permanently. They'll get a free information kit and a free gift card when they text GOOD to 85850. Guys, let Bosley show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee.
Thank you, Bosley.
Get your hair back today with America's number one hair restoration expert. Get a free information kit and a free gift card for $250 off by texting GOOD to 85850. That's G-O-O-D to 85850.
The Don Kroah Show on WAVA coming up. Step one, start your journey.
Being held Friday and Saturday, October 11th and 12th at the National Conference Center in Leesburg, Virginia.
And you can register right now by calling 1-800-807-TRADE. That's 1-800-807-8723 or online at tradeway.com.
Talking with David Mitchell, founder and CEO of Tradeway. David, what can people expect to learn in this first Tradeway event if this happens to be their first one?
You know, that's interesting because working on some of our radio shows, we did a segment on what does day one look like on the two-day event. And day one alone, not even counting the second day, had over 21 different concepts that are taught. And that may sound difficult. It's not really difficult, though, but it's having to learn a little bit about the language of Wall Street and what some of their terminology means, because the truth is they're not that interested in you being able to understand investing. Because think about it, if you cannot understand it, then you will give them your money that they get to trade with risk-free. Does that seem great? Not really. And then you're paying them commissions to trade and risk your money. So, you know, nobody cares about your money as much as you do. So our philosophy at Tradeway is that it's best for you to learn to fly your own plane financially. So, you know, you need to be the pilot. So it's not that hard to learn the language. And once you learn their language, even if you never wanted to trade stocks, you could at least manage your financial manager and not allow him to lose 35% of your hard-earned money the next time we have a correction like we did in the year 2000 and again in the year 2008. So a large part of it, Don, is learning the language that first day and of the stock market world, why stocks exist, how they work. And then we do show you a little bit about some of the power that you could have if you learned how to do some simple strategies yourselves. But The second day is the fun day because there you're learning some things about technical analysis, like how to look at a chart of a stock and see its little cycles and what it has been doing in history and if it might tend to repeat that, if there's a mathematical significance to whether it might do it or not. That's using probability math, but I don't want that to scare you either because it's really visual, so you can actually look at the chart and see these patterns and not have to do the math. The chart does it for you. So you kind of learn to draw what we call support and resistance lines, which is how you can kind of tell when the stock tends to hit what we call support and bounce up. It goes up for a while and it hits what we call resistance and it turns it down and it tends to go down until it hits support again. And you learn how to draw those like the big boys on Wall Street do them and how they use them. And we teach you those skill sets. So in addition to the 21 some odd things you learn the first day, you learn all of that the second day. And when you go home, you think, I did not know that God had put all that on the shelf for me. And yet he has.
And that is, I know for a lot of people, probably one of the most intimidating areas of life is to imagine themselves functioning at all in the confusing and complex world in their minds of Wall Street and investing. And yet you're saying this is not reserved just for people who have an MBA or have some kind of degree or even a natural penchant for figures or a finance background. Just about anybody can do it if they just get the skill set, right?
Well, that's true. 95% of the people that come to our training sessions don't know anything about Wall Street. Many of them never owned a business. So we start from ground floor, and we take the whole thing about our companies. We've spent over a decade learning how to do this. We take the confusing, scary information of Wall Street, and we break it down, and we make it simple and fun. And step by, when I say simple, I mean you can learn it line upon line, step by step, a little at a time, and that makes it possible to learn it and to actually understand it. And like the Bible says in so many places, Old and New Testament, that if you gain knowledge and understanding, it can have the potential of filling your house with riches. The Bible says that. Now, I'm not promising it, but God does. And so certainly if you learn skill sets and understanding about how money works and how the stock market works and how investing is done properly and all these things, it definitely gives you that potential. Even God's word says so.
Early on, you mentioned, and I'm sure some folks out there caught it, that your great grandfather and granddad had the wonderful problem of making considerable amounts of money in oil and didn't know what to do with it. I can hear some folks saying, well, I didn't have a rich granddad and I don't have any money really lying around that I don't know what to do with. So is this simply reserved for people who can come up with a good chunk of cash?
It is not reserved for only people with a lot of cash. And here's what I have found. It's interesting. Our family's been involved in many kinds of businesses through the years. And we own three businesses right now, all the way from manufacturing businesses in the past. We don't own a manufacturing company now, but we have, all the way to marketing companies and oil businesses and, educational companies, different things. The thing that I have found that is not only the most fun, but also has the most doable entry level of almost any business, if not every business in the world, is to create a stock trading business, because even if you wanted to start a little pretzel shop at the mall, it might cost you $50,000 to $70,000 in franchising fees and in investment money just to get it going. A McDonald's franchise might cost, who knows now, I used to know, but it's probably $2 million now or something, or $1.5 million something, who knows. But the entry into any kind of entrepreneurial endeavor where you're starting a business costs thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. But you can open a brokerage account for nothing. It doesn't cost any money. It's free. You just open the account, and then you could have a garage sale. You could have an uncle loan you $500. Who knows? But you could then wire $500, $1,200. It doesn't have to be a large amount into that account and begin to trade stocks. And so we teach people how to do safely learn this. In other words, we like you to do what we call paper trading first, where you're not even risking any money, but you're doing trades to see if you're doing well. And then we have a concept that we advise people to use that we call small money trading, where you take a small amount like $500 or $1,200, or even if you were a millionaire, around not more than $5,000, we would suggest, in a whatever small to you, and you do the same trades with that small amount. And that way it really shows you if you're keeping the rules, because it will show up in your little trading account. Mm. But at the same time, you don't lose a lot of money, because by definition, small, we mean we want you to put an amount that if you lost all of it, didn't even matter much. It wouldn't hurt you. And so not that you're going to lose it, but I'm saying that's how you determine the amount. And then when you learn some of the concepts, such as stop losses, which are the ability for you to put in the software and you make the trade, you can manage the amount you would lose if the trade went the wrong way and keep it acceptably small on the loss end of it, so that the way that you get the math in your favor is to average, say, 8% when the stop doesn't go the right way, and maybe average 30-35% potentially if it goes the right way. And you can see you don't even have to get but about half the trades correct if you keep that discipline to get the math in your favor and make money. So it's not like you have to get them all right, which is impossible anyway. You can't tell the future, but what you can do is use probability math to look at what the stock has been doing, look at what the world events are, and put all those things in place to do a trade that makes sense and that has education behind it, where it's not just a guess. It's an educated risk, and that's how the big boys do it.
Well, David, what would you say really makes Tradeway stand apart and different from perhaps other types of investing training programs?
Well, I think at this point, we've got over a decade of experience in our great educational system that I learned from my folks, my grandparents on down, and we've began to teach that to people that long ago. And so in the process, we've learned what people don't know and how to teach better and how to get better and better at the educational end of it. And on the other hand, we're also an SEC-registered investment advisory company. So we actually have the ability to be able to give investment advice and can do that with the experience that we have. So we've got both ends of the spectrum, and yet we're not one of the big Wall Street companies where we want to take your money and invest it and then charge you a commission. I mean, what we would rather do is give you the education and eventually have you where you manage your money yourself. So we're not that interested in the commission end of trading with your money. In fact, we would far prefer to show you how to be in control of that, so that you're actually the manager. And you don't get there overnight, but if you take small steps and you get into our educational system, you literally can do it, and we have many people that are doing it. So that's where we're a little bit different, I think.
I know you've always offered a money-back guarantee. Is that still in place?
Absolutely. I mean, you're going to get the advantage of a full-blown two-day training system that many companies might charge as much as $3,000, $4,000 for, and we're going to make that available for $99.95, and that's going to give you a ticket that gets your entire household in. And if your children are 12 years old or older, bring them. They'll love it. They'll do better at it than you will on the charting part the second day, and so you'll need their help. And then we'll give you an extra ticket free to bring a business partner or someone from church if you want to, or bring your pastor if you want to.
Folks, that is a great offer, and the track record is there. We've talked with David Mitchell in times past and will, of course, in the future as well. But I just wanted you to know, Step 1 Start Your Journey is being held
Friday and Saturday, October 11th and 12th, at the National Conference Center in Leesburg, Virginia.
And you can register right now by calling 1-800-807-TRADE. That's 1-800-807-8723, or just go online to tradeway.com.
Or just go to WAVA.com, click on events, and you can do it there as well.
This is the Entertainment Answer. The new biopic Judy has Renee Zellweger taking on the role of Judy Garland.
We know Renee can act, but can she deliver the vocals needed to play Judy Garland? The filmmakers say yes.
Full applause from everybody.
She had the audience absolutely in the palm of her hand. Renee must have felt incredibly intimidated.
It's one thing to be able to sing. It is another to then have to do it in front of a crew and a couple of hundred people.
That's a big thing to take on.
Judy, rated PG-13. For this entertainment answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Did you know a cash investor will only give you pennies on the dollar? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. With our new 5-day sales strategy, we got our sellers an average of $46,000 more than expected. It's not for everyone, but if you have a house to sell now, we can sell it for top dollar in 5 days. No lowball investor offers. Call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
I've been listening to radio program for many years. I heard Christy Moore's ad. I wanted to sell my aunt's house, and they immediately did a stupendous job. I was very impressed. What I liked the best was how fast everything took place. I wasn't expecting that. It happened very quickly, smooth, and I was able to meet my goals.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's R-A-D-I-O to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Hi, this is Nick Brino, local sales manager at WAVA. If you love WAVA, have experience in outside sales, and understand digital marketing, we may have a career opportunity for you. Call 703-807-2266 or apply online by going to WAVA.com. Use the keyword job. You know WAVA's mission. Here's your chance to join our team. Call our main number, 703-807-2266, or apply online by going to WAVA.com, keyword job, equal opportunity employer.
This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. Capital Beltway is trying to recover from an accident in the Cab and John area on the outer loop between Cab and John Parkway as you're approaching Clara Barton Parkway. Now, this incident is going to have you slow with congestion delays from Old Georgetown Road. Otherwise, inner loop's going to be all stop, very little go for you with off and on volume between 270 over through to Richie Marlboro Road. Right now, those delays are more than 60 minutes.
Get your truly free credit scores and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Download the Credit Karma app now.
I'm Taryn Galbraith with traffic on WAVA.
Mostly cloudy today, lows 62 to 66. Becoming much warmer tomorrow. Clouds giving way to sunshine, high 85. Warm and humid tomorrow night, mainly clear, lows 68 to 72. Sunshine, very hot and humid Wednesday, high 96, breaking the record of 89 set in 1986. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Bars.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Today, September 30th, 2019, the day on which the well-known Christian and human rights organization 21 Wilberforce is presenting its second annual Frank Wolf Speak Freedom Award, of course named for former Virginia Congressman Frank Wolf, in honor of his own tireless work for decades to promote international religious freedom around the world. And this evening is going to be presented at a dinner held at Dallas Baptist University to my guests this hour, Archbishop Benjamin and Dr. Gloria Quasi. Now, Archbishop Quasi is the Bishop of the Anglican Diocese of Jos, Nigeria, also General Secretary of GAFCON, G-A-F-C-O-N. And that website, by the way, you want to check out is gafcon.org, described as a global family of authentic Anglicans standing together to retain and restore the Bible to the heart of the Anglican Communion. Our mission is to guard the unchanging, transforming gospel of Jesus Christ and proclaim him to the world. He's also well known as an evangelist throughout Nigeria, Africa, England, and here in the U.S. as well. And his wife also, Dr. Gloria Quasi, has been the diocesan president of the Mothers Union and other places of ministry and service as well. Archbishop Ben, it's an honor to welcome you to the show. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Let me first congratulate you on your being presented with the Frank Wolf 2019 Freedom Award. I'm certain it's well-deserved, and of course, Frank Wolf is a great man himself, a great man of God who's served our country and the world very remarkably through the years. I've had the honor of having him on the program here many times. But first of all, those congratulations to you. Well deserved, I'm sure.
Thank you. I'm humbled. Both of us are. Gloria and I feel very honored to receive this award, and we feel humbled, honestly.
Well, in the first hour of today's show, I was speaking with Dr. John Eibner of Christian Solidarity International about the profound suffering and persecution that's been going on in your nation of Nigeria for so many years. I understand it's a matter that you yourselves understand and know all too well. What can you tell us in that regard, especially what the situation for Christians is in your homeland right now?
At the moment, Christians are really uncertain about the future. The security doesn't seem to be able to or willing to provide for, especially the poor farmers. In the rural areas, they are the most vulnerable. They are the ones who have suffered the most in all of these things. Of course, in the cities, it would hit the headlines when there is bombings or shootings. But in the rural areas, it's going on quietly, and not much is being spoken about. But we're seeing the uncertainty of villagers running and coming back into the cities and finding refuge. So it's a fairly uncertain future for Christians in the north of Nigeria.
Well, I've had the privilege of spending more than usual amount of time in Nigeria through the years, and have gotten to know some of the folks there in the region of Jos and Yola and Abuja, and then in the south. But I'm speaking as an outsider. I sense or sympathize with a certain level of frustration among Christians that the government could do more than it is doing. And I don't want to put you in a political position, but what's your thought in terms of whether or not the government has really served you well in this regard?
The original situation began like criminality. It was like a criminal case. But as it graduated, the government successively have not been able to nail it and make sure that criminals pay for crime. So hiding under that, Boko Haram have taken it into a higher degree, and the Fulani herdsmen have superseded the Boko Haram. So it's actually criminality in the name of religion taking over the nation. And it would seem also that the same form of criminality is playing the game of those whose interest is to enthrone Islam over anything else in Nigeria. And that's Boko Haram's stated agenda. We're not happy at all with how government is handling it, because it's not helpful at all.
Are there things the United States government can do or is doing? I know this administration has been very aware of what's happening there. There's been a call here in the United States for a special envoy to Nigeria. That has not materialized as yet, but there seems to be a great deal of sympathy for your cause in some parts, at least, of the U.S. government. Is there something that you would like to see the U.S. government do that might help move this off dead center and really begin to bring some help to the Nigerian people?
The most helpful thing that the U.S. government can do is to ensure that there is an envoy that's directly reporting to the Mr. President. And I think that will send a message to the Nigerian government that you will not watch and see another kind of genocide happen in Africa. It was the same kind of situation in Sudan, and an envoy was sent, and the situation in Sudan at least came to a reasonable extent of agreement, and some of the killings were halted. So if this envoy in his office in Nigeria and is reporting directly to Mr. President, it will no longer be diplomatic language. It will be the honest situation on ground and advising on what to do.
Well, we've encouraged our listeners in the times we've had Luan Sabatier and others from 21 Wilberforce on the program to we've encouraged our listeners to let the State Department and the White House know that many of us as listeners are very much in support of the appointment of such an envoy, and we're going to continue to do that. I have to take a moment's break, but I'm going to come back and talk more with you. And we're talking with Archbishop Ben Kowasi. He and his wife Gloria serving the faith, serving the Lord Jesus Christ in the Anglican Diocese of Jos, Nigeria, and many other capacity areas of service and capacity as well. We'll be right back.
Remember the Publisher's Clearinghouse? As a kid, I remember thinking, when's this guy going to knock on our door with a check the size of a refrigerator? And now as an adult, I realize he ain't coming. But for some of you, there is actually a way to get a giant check to show up, and that's by looking into a cash-out refinance loan. Recent home values have shot up so much that many of us have significant equity or extra money sitting in our homes. And if you qualify, a cash-out refinance allows you to ship some of that equity to your doorstep in the form of a check. We've seen families use this to do a house remodel, pay for a wedding, or to take that super special family trip. It can also be used just as a smart financial decision to pay off some credit card or college debts that have higher interest rates. We're a faith and family mortgage team committed to WAVA specifically, with the big advantage of being a direct lender. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500. That's out-of-pocket money you'd have to pay before closing.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Dear Bosley, when my dad lost his hair, it made him very sad. He doesn't like the way he looks. I heard you were very good at hair. Please give my dad his hair back. Love, Maddie.
Well, Maddie, today's a wish come true for your dad and every guy listening with hair loss, because Bosley's about to give them their real hair back permanently. They'll get a free information kit and a free gift card when they text GOOD to 85850. Guys, let Bosley show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee.
Thank you, Bosley.
Get your hair back today with America's number one hair restoration expert. Get a free information kit and a free gift card for $250 off by texting GOOD to 85850. That's G-O-O-D to 85850.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that
stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
The Bible teaches us that we must provide for our families and set aside for our children and grandchildren. But do you have a plan to get that done? Why not learn how to trade in the stock market? According to the popular book, Cashflow Quadrant, investing is the best area in business for financial growth and time freedom. Attend Tradeway's exciting two-day event called Step 1 Start Your Journey, and we'll walk you through everything you need to know to trade stocks on your own. You don't need any previous experience to learn this powerful skill set, and you'll leave the event feeling empowered, and you'll have the confidence you need to get started. Maybe this is the plan you've been looking for.
Join us at the National Conference Center, Leesburg, October 11th and 12th. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and a full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to tradeway.com. That's tradeway.com.
The Don Kroah Show on WAVA. I'm talking with Archbishop Benjamin Kwasi, Bishop for the Anglican Diocese of Jos, Nigeria. Also General Secretary of an organization, the acronym is GAFCON, GAFCON. That's their website as well, gafcon.org. And he and his wife, Dr. Gloria Kwasi, are the recipients of the second annual Frank Wolf Speak Freedom Award, going to be presented to them this evening at a special event sponsored by 21 Wilberforce at Dallas Baptist University in Dallas, Texas. And Archbishop, I wanted to ask you also about the tremendous infliction of such anger, anguish, and pain with the children of Boko Haram being captured by Boko Haram, taken captive, abused, and so forth. And I know I'm going to be speaking a little later with your wife as to how she, too, is very engaged in ministering to the needs of the families and children. But what is the current status of some of these children who have been abducted and have many times been kept away from their parents, even up to the present moment? Can you update us on that?
The first on the top on the list is the Chibok girls. Some have been recovered, some have returned, but some have not. And then second following that is Leah Sharibu, who for her faith, she was taken back, but the other 100 who were Muslim girls were returned to their families. Until date, Leah Sharibu has not yet been released back to her family because she would not recant her faith in Jesus Christ. Now, that is the condition, and that's the situation that many of these young girls and boys are going through in the Northeast. Some, of course, are Muslim kids, but majority are children of Christian families. When they are taken into captivity, some of them are brainwashed and sent out to suicide bombing. Some of them are simply Islamized and brainwashed and used as part of the Boko Haram militia or Fulani herdsmen militia. The situation is pretty not good for the future of our country.
Talk about the unity that this is bringing to the body of Christ in that region. I happen to know a couple of the leaders there, one of whom I'm sure you're well acquainted with, Pastor Yakubu Pam, and others in your very area of Jos. I'm working closely with a bishop over in Yola as well. But I've seen and learned from these men that the Christian community is being drawn together, whether it's Anglican or Baptist or Pentecostal or non-denominational. There's a closing of ranks that is so important, isn't there?
Absolutely. I think the one good side of the sufferings that we're going through is it has made it obvious that the Boko Haram and Fulani herdsmen and those who do not wish the church well, they are not selective about which denomination you come from. They just are killing Christians and marginalizing Christians as a whole. So that has brought about praying together, walking together and speaking with one voice together and actually standing up for faith and for justice together.
And in that regard, I try to remind my own congregation every Sunday morning as part of our invocation, we pray for the suffering church around the world and in specific places like Nigeria. But I want our listeners to understand how important the solidarity is on this end, that we close ranks with you folks and talk, if you would, to our listeners about how important their prayers are. But also, I say there's advocacy in two ways. Advocacy before the throne of God, but then advocacy toward the government and the centers of power, and that their voices are needed both, if you will, on this earth and in heaven itself. Can you speak to that?
Yes. I'm a firm believer of that particular position, as you stated, that Christians around the world must get together to speak with one voice in prayer, but speak with one voice on behalf of suffering Christians. If you know how much our people back home look up to the United States of America, they look very highly upon America as a big Christian nation. And so when Christians do not live up to that, the suffering Christians, the persecuted Christians, feel broken and disappointed. So Christians around the world need to stand up and speak on behalf of persecuted church in prayer, but speak on behalf of the persecuted church also to government and to powers that be, and should do so with one voice across denominations.
Talk, if you would, to our pastors for a moment. We have, of course, a wonderfully mixed audience, Christian leaders and congregants as well. But how can they communicate to their congregations the needs of the suffering church? I know Frank Wolf, we've had the honor of having him on this program many times through the years, and I know he and I have talked often of his concern early on that the church in America was largely silent on these issues of the suffering church, and especially he called out, not by name necessarily, but he called out some of the prominent leaders of the Christian community here in the United States, saying, kind of, where are you folks? Can you speak to the need for leaders, pastors? Because I do believe that the congregants will follow what their pastors emphasize or deem to be important.
To this, I will make an appeal. And I beg, I sincerely do beg, on behalf of the voiceless, on behalf of the little young children that are being killed for their faith. If you look at Leah Sharibo, it was her Muslim sisters who said to her, recant your faith in Christ and you will be free. And she refused. At age 15, a young girl, she's now 16, but she stood for her faith. If she could stand for her faith for Jesus Christ, I want to appeal, please, Christians in America, could we rise on behalf of suffering Christians all over the world, not just in Nigeria? The number of the persecuted Christians is on the increase. If you go through statistics, you will see in this generation, the persecution has been like none ever before in history. And it needs the voice of big Christian people in the U.S., in Europe, but in particular in the U.S., Christians who are known to be preachers, Christians who have spoken to powers that be around the world, should speak about the suffering and persecution of Christians.
Archbishop, I have to break at that point. Thank you for the visit. I hope I get the privilege of meeting you in person sometime soon, and we'll speak with your wife briefly in just a moment when we come back.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. I want to just encourage you to tune in to our program every day. If you're struggling with some area, or someone you know is struggling in some area, and you'd like to be able to give them some good, godly advice, maybe we can help you with that here on New Life Live. We're right here on WAVA 105.1 at 1 p.m. It's part of life-changing talk radio. Come join us for New Life.
Message and data rates may apply.
Dear Bosley, when my dad lost his hair, it made him very sad. He doesn't like the way he looks. I heard you were very good at hair. Please give my dad his hair back. Love, Maddie.
Well, Maddie, today's a wish come true for your dad and every guy listening with hair loss, because Bosley's about to give them their real hair back permanently. They'll get a free information kit and a free gift card when they text GOOD to 85850. Guys, let Bosley show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee.
Thank you, Bosley.
Get your hair back today with America's number one hair restoration expert. Get a free information kit and a free gift card for $250 off by texting GOOD to 85850. That's G-O-O-D to 85850.
If you'd like a smartphone that's really smart, download the OnePlace.com app, the app that will inspire your faith daily and provide answers to the biggest questions of all. OnePlace lets you download your favorite pastor's programs and listen, even offline or in airplane mode, with easy connections to your Bluetooth speaker or dashboard. To download your free OnePlace app, visit the iTunes App Store or the Google Play Store for your Android device and search for OnePlace. That's OnePlace.
This is WAVA's Tom Moyer. We are looking for our promotions director for WAVA Radio. Our promotions director helps ministries connect with WAVA listeners, represents WAVA at local events, and helps listeners connect with the radio station. If you know someone that loves Christian radio, is great around people, has digital and computer graphics skills, and wants to make a difference in people's lives, please encourage them to apply. Send them to WAVA.com, keyword people. WAVA.com, keyword people.
In these last few minutes of the program today, we're honored to have Archbishop Benjamin and Dr. Gloria Kwasi. They are the recipients this evening in Dallas, Texas, of the second annual Frank Wolf Speak Freedom Award from 21 Wilberforce. And we're honored to have Dr. Gloria with us for a moment right now on the line. Dr. Gloria, welcome to the show. And you work in several areas. You're the diocesan president of the Mothers Union, the Women's Guild and Girls Guild, and the provincial trainer of the Mothers Union of the Church of Nigeria. Talk to us about the importance of the work you do with the women and girls and children in your country.
Well, the importance of what we do, especially with what has befallen us in Nigeria, is the fact that we are seeking to look after the children who are vulnerable, children who have become orphans, and they need the sympathy and love of mothers, especially. So we are out there to look after them as mothers, to give them what they need. Many of them have lost their parents, so they will need parents in their lives, and that is what we are doing. Just give them the love, provide for them what they need, so that the suffering will not be so much on them.
Now, as I understand it from some material I saw, you folks yourself took in 50 orphans due to the loss of their parents because of the violence, and you also work with a primary secondary school serving several hundred students. And you yourself, you and your husband, sadly, you know firsthand what this is like. I understand that your own vicarage and church were burned to the ground, and your lives have been endangered more than once. Is that right?
Yes.
Well, I tell you what, we have praying people in this audience. I'm going to encourage them to put you both and your ministry on the prayer list. In this last moment or so, what would you like to say to our listeners, realizing that it's a great audience here at WAVA, and they are very sympathetic to what you're doing? How can they help?
Well, I would ask for prayers, because we will truly need prayers for courage to be able to go into what God has given us to do without any fear. And also, for if there is anything that they can do so that the children will be able to go to school and be able to be provided what they have lost in the loss of their parents, I think that will be very, very helpful too.
Now, can folks in this last moment go do that by going, for example, to your website, gafon.org?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we appreciate the honor of speaking with you and having you on the program. And again, my congratulations to you and your dear husband for the honor of this award tonight. I hope it'll be a richly blessed evening for you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
Once again, we've been talking with some truly wonderful servants of the Lord that you can hear their hearts. Archbishop Kwasi, he's the bishop of the Anglican Diocese of Jos, Nigeria, and much more to his credit, and his wife, Dr. Gloria, working with the children, the orphans, and the families of that are feeling so much pain. That website is gafcon.org, gafcon.org. I encourage you to check it out and see how you can partner with them. But certainly, first and foremost, put them personally and their work on your prayer list. That's it for today's show. We'll see you tomorrow.
A-Action Home Services, featuring Amana high-efficiency heating equipment with a 10-year warranty. 703-922-1900. A-ActionHomeServices.com.
Christian women visit iBelieve.com, where they can explore the deeper issues of their faith and learn how other women have handled the challenges of being a believer. Go to iBelieve.com.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1, Arlington. Life-changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.